This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin, like other states, has been figuring out this summer that the coronavirus isn't going away. But compared to other states where cases have risen in recent weeks, Wisconsin's path forward is considerably more complicated. Even so, Governor Tony Evers has not ruled out a statewide mask mandate, Sean Johnson reports.
As COVID-19 cases have escalated this summer, there's been a very clear trend among governors. They're issuing mask mandates. Plenty are Democratic governors, like in Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota. But Republicans are doing it too, like Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb.
Tomorrow I will sign an executive order that will mandate that Hoosiers wear face coverings during specific times and in specific places.
And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine.
Bottom line is we do it to protect our loved ones and coworkers and strangers alike.
In Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers wears a mask during his live-streamed briefings from the state capitol, and he urges other people to do the same. But Evers says the May Supreme Court ruling that ended Wisconsin's Safer at Home order has, at least so far, kept him from mandating masks.
We're looking at it, but frankly, the Supreme Court has made it very much more complex than what it ever should have been.
It may well be that Evers is stuck. The Supreme Court ruled that his administration exceeded its authority when it unilaterally ordered businesses close earlier this year. Future orders, the court ruled, must run through the legislature. But Democratic Attorney Jeff Mandel says that ruling left Evers an opening.
What the case really did was strike down an order issued by the Secretary of the Department of Health Services.
In fact, the court made a point of noting that it was not ruling on the governor's emergency powers. Evers used those powers to declare an emergency when the coronavirus began to hit Wisconsin. But the declaration expired after 60 days. Mandel thinks Evers could declare a new emergency now, the kind that would let him order a mask mandate.
Just because it's the same biological problem, we're facing it in different ways, in a different context, at a different time.
Another factor that can't be ignored. The Supreme Court's conservative majority is about to narrow from 5-2 to 4-3. That puts the focus squarely on conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn, who joined the court's liberals to support the governor in May. But Rick Essenberg, president and general counsel for the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, argues there's no legal justification for Evers issuing a new emergency order.
One cannot simply extend those emergency powers in series. You can't simply redeclare the emergency over and over again.
Essenberg says Evers has another option. He can work with the legislature the way the Supreme Court intended. The thing is, GOP leaders, like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, have opposed a statewide mask mandate.
I don't think we need a mandatory mask requirement simply from the fact that I think people will do what's right. They don't need a government mandate to do that.
But Voss says when it comes to local governments, it's a different story. Speaking to reporters in early July, he said he's okay with places like Dane County or Milwaukee issuing public health orders.
I think local governments are doing a very good job.
In practice, that hasn't always come easy. Winnebago County considered an ordinance last month to give its health officer broad authority to enforce a local safer at home order. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Republican Representative Michael Schraw pushed back, and the county backed off. And at a recent county board meeting, conservatives like Thomas Overston turned out to oppose a mask policy, even though it wasn't on the agenda.
And you can live without a mask. This whole thing is a masquerade.
Others, like William Smith, said masks are about scaring people.
I will not comply with a mask mandate. I will not comply with anything you guys try to pass.
Mask opponents are vocal, but at least in other states, polling suggests they're in the minority. Quinnipiac surveyed voters this month in Florida and Texas, where COVID-19 cases have surged. 4 out of 5 voters favored mandatory masks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.